bless him, Lord. Hey, man. Bless you, Thomas. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Amen. Good one.
$2.95.
Sue,
I hope you and Daddy are feeling
good. We're praying for you. We're praying for him. Amen.
Oh,
brothers and sisters here, Lord. Lord, you're great to be praised, worthy of praise. Lord, we just pray, dear God, Lord, today you get the reward of your suffering, get the joy. Lord, you're willing to save us. Lord, sing it. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Is that too much trouble?
No. Hold on a second. Let me get my phone.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I like to see this right here.
Yeah.
This is what I like to see right here.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue.
Yeah.
That means sister love too. I like to see neck hugging. I like to see back patting. I like it on that fashion. Got too much of this, I'll
Amen.
Give you a piece of my mind. Let me tell you this, tell you that. I like this right here.
Yeah.
I like that hugging.
Sure.
Sharon, you feel like singing this morning?
Yeah, we're going to do one.
Good. Thank the Lord we'll do something here this morning. I'm just trying to stay out of the way. Don't get me wrong, I'm ready to preach. Done quite a bit of Sunday school. That's me too.
Yeah, you did a good job on
bless the Lord.
I want to thank the Lord today for me myself. What He gives me this week, each and every day, you know, we need to bow down and pray to God every day for everything that He does for me. And I do, you know.
So amen, Sister Sharon.
I just want to give God the praise this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. They got the sheaves over there. Bring it in the sheaves.
That's a bother. Oh, okay. You know, I just want to thank the Lord for Tammy being here.
Yeah.
She has really, and she's still got a ways to go, but I just want to thank the Lord. She's where she can be able to walk.
Amen.
She was not able to walk. She was not able to hold anything. And I just want to thank the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, Sister Carolyn.
Yes, thank
we told
Lord.
The Lord we needed her.
Yeah.
Nobody can take her a place that I know of anyway.
No.
He's going to send us a place before He takes our home. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for me being able to be here.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Being able to walk in the church with
you. Take your time there, Sister Joanne.
I pray every day that the Lord will just keep giving me strength. When I got up this morning,
amen.
I just didn't know whether I was going to make it or not.
Listen up.
Short of breath, but I just sat down and I just started praying, Lord, please just give me the strength today to do what I need to do. To go what I need to go. To do what I need to do. And I got to feeling a little better and I got ready, so I just praise the Lord for every day that He gives me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we get on here today. I already done seen the makings of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Nick said a demo!
Technology, me and Brother Ed, we just don't have a clue. But thank God we got something.
Amazing!
This was me.
Watch
it. And then I downloaded Simply Sing and it adjusted us.
All right, we're on page now.
I picked the wrong song, but I'll sing this one.
It'll be all right. It'll be fine.
bless you, Rita. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless you, Rita.
Am I more than just the sum of every lie and every lie?
Bless you, Rita. Thank you.
Remind me once again, just who I am, because I need to know.
Bless you, Rita. Concerning you, and he said they're good, not evil, to give you an expected end. One day I expect to be in heaven. I ain't there, but I'm going there. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Going home. Yeah.
Bless them, Lord. All right. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't see it. Here.
By the way, I just want to say, I felt y'all's prayers.
Bless you, Tammy.
When I had I was trying to charge my phone or send my sister the charger. She's in Oklahoma. Danny's like, what are you trying to do? I don't understand. So he called Carolyn. He's like, we're going to have to get her to the hospital. He said, I don't know what she's doing. He carried me in the car because I could not walk. I could not hold anything. No matter what I tried to do, it failed. My kidneys failed. I had sepsis. And it could have went either way. And I know why I'm here.
Amen. Bless you, Tammy. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I thank Him every morning when I wake up.
Yes.
That He sees me through.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm not done. I know I get really weak. My legs, I'm still having trouble, but I'm going to make it. And
yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Right there is a witness.
Yes.
Of the word of the prayer right there. Modern day miracle right there. Yeah. She said, I felt those prayers. Amen. Amen. Oh, boy.
Yes. Amen.
Now listen to the words of the song.
Singing this morning.
Amen.
I felt like it was needful. Lord, ministering here today.
Amen.
When he's ministering, I just like kind of stay out of the way, glory to God. Let me make a couple quick announcements. Brother Charles Fishback, him and his church will be here tonight, 6 o'clock. I would be here if I was you. If not, make sure your prayers are here. It'll be good. Brother Charles and them, we went over there a couple Sundays back. Enjoyed it. Really good. And they're coming over here tonight. And I believe it'll be really good. Start at 6 o'clock. I'm going to pick Brother Ed up. That way if it gets into overtime, we won't have to worry about the sun going down. I'm telling you, I don't like to miss out on nothing. I like to get on something good, amen.
Right.
We got Vacation Bible School coming up this month. I think it starts on the
14th.
Yeah, you're right. 14th through the 17th, 5:30 to 7:30. And one other thing, we got Sister Kay's sister, Cheryl, was in a terrible car wreck. Kay called me and said she was in a head-on collision. She's still in the ICU. I don't have any update other than she's still in the ICU. But keep praying for Cheryl. Pray for her son, Derek. Pray for Lily Lake and River. Pray for Mark Kay. This will affect all of them in some way or another. Remember them in your prayers. Let's see, if I got anything else to mention. Tammy had sent word out that she'd like to meet with the ladies that are going to be involved in Vacation Bible School. And if that's possible, if you're not in a hurry, getting out of her day, spend a little time, y'all can talk it over. I'm going to try myself to be here. I'm tending on being here, let me put it like that. But she wants to go over some of the things about the Vacation Bible School. So if you're not in a hurry, stay over and y'all meet back there and talk about it a little bit. Amen?
Amen.
Me and Brother Ed, we're moving to California. Just thought I'd give y'all an update.
I'm with you, right?
Yeah. They're paying goat herders in California $14,000 a month to herd goats. That kind of money, I'm kind of interested in that. I told Brother Ed, he said, I'm on board when we're leaving. But they're paying them $14,000 a month to herd goats to take care of the vegetation in California. I'm not interested in goats. I'm not interested in California. But I would like to know what it's like to make $14,000 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have to make a few sacrifices, but I believe I could make it on that, amen. Cut a few things out, you know, cut some sweets out or something. All right. We'll just want to throw that out there, get your humor a little bit there. We're going to take our text. You know, I thought about a lot of places I could take this text from. But we're going to take our text tonight from Isaiah chapter 34. You'd be turning to Isaiah chapter 34. I think this message today has got quite a bit of importance. The era we're living in, we're kind of like in the Laodicean hour. Isaiah 34 verse 16. Just read this one verse here. And we're preaching this morning on the relevance of the Word of God. God said what He meant what He said.
Yeah.
But we've come down to day and hour, they've kind of discounted the Word of God. And I think there's no substance to it. I plan on clearing that up a little bit. I've condensed this message down quite a bit. But if I can't get through it, we'll have more than a one-part message. I'll pick it up again next Sunday because I don't want to diminish from this message at all. But in Isaiah chapter 34, verse number 16, the Bible says, seek ye, talking about all of you. That word ye is a plural of you.
Yeah.
Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. That's pretty clear, ain't it?
Yeah, right.
No one of these shall fail. That's pretty clear too. You don't want to fail? Have a healthy diet of the Word of God. None shall want her mate. Talking about married couples. You'd be surprised how much the Bible will help your marriage. It will. It'll help you put up one another. It'll help you forgive one another. It will. It'll help you love one another. None shall want her mate. Here's why. The whole reason for the verse. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. So we'll stop right there. Go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for already for this service. Thank you for what we felt, what we've seen. Thank you for Tammy's testimony, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for her being here today. Lord, we want to pray again for Cheryl, Kay's sister, for Mark, and for Kay, for their family. Lord, I pray, Lord, for Sue and Denny. Lord, I'm glad they're listening online. I want to pray for Carol, Larry, Serenity, Layla. I wish they were here this morning. Pray for, Lord, Miranda, Mark, Caden, and Tavian. Pray for James and Star, James Jr. Pray for Jordan, Casey. Lord, I wish they was here this morning, but I pray they'd be able to listen in on this message. Lord, we love this little church. Lord, it might be little in the eyes of man, but I believe it's big in the eyes of God. The Bible says little is much when God's in it, and I believe you're in this little church, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Judy being here and Geraldine being here this morning. What a blessing, Lord, seeing them hugging each other's neck and praising God and enjoying the things of God. Lord, thank you for that. We need more of that, Lord, in the house of God. Lord, I pray, dear God, today for those that are here, those that are watching by way of the live stream, those that will hear this message by way of the internet broadcast. I pray America could somehow, Lord, find its way off its high horse down to its knees, call upon you, stretch your mercy, get in touch with you, get in sweet fellowship with you, get the blessings of God again in America. Lord, we're sick of seeing, Lord, the carnage of sin in America. We're sick, Lord, of seeing, Lord, all of the ugliness, Father, of the sins going on in this country. We'd like to see America cleaned up. We'd like to see America, Lord, called up, Lord, to be the nation that God raised up to be, a city set on a hill, an example of the believer in word and deed. I know the Bible says all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. And I saw those twin tires fail. And Lord, I believe that was the writing on the wall to this wicked nation, Lord, that's turned its back to God. We pray, Lord, you'd have the preeminence in this message. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Thank you for what you do. Amen.
Amen.
Alright, like I said, the Lord here gives us some advice. He said, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Now, I took me a few years to learn how to read, but I'm pretty proficient at reading. Some of the names I struggle with, I just give the best I can. Pronunciation. But I learned how to read, and God says to read the book of the Lord. He said, if you do, no one of these shall fail. And if you fail to read this book, your chances of success are pretty slim. And he says, it'll also help your marriage. None shall want her mate. I've been married to my wife 47 years. We learned everything the hard way. I wasn't much fun to be around. Been a few times she wasn't too much fun to be around. But I wish we'd spent more time in here.
Amen.
It's molded me. She don't look so bad. I don't look so bad now. Because, see, we're looking through the lens of the Word of God.
Yeah, that's right.
And it causes you to have a little bit more compassion upon someone.
Yeah.
You know, I thought too much of myself. Maybe she thought too much of herself. I don't know. I know somehow we made it through 47 years of marriage. But how beneficial this Bible is to all of us, whether you're married or not. I'm telling you, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in them. There's just so much in here I can't cover it. I couldn't even scratch a surface on it. But there's some good advice right here in 2 Peter also, chapter 1, I believe it's verse 3 or verse 4. And wherefore it's given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, to us word. You need to at least find out what they are. Amen. It's kind of hard to claim a promise if you don't even know what it is. Amen. The Lord promised Judy. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, Lord, with you always, even at the end of this world. I preached a message a while back on loneliness. Epidemic of loneliness.
Yes.
That message has been downloaded, but I've had it more than any message on there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lonely people out there.
Yes.
The Lord said, I'll never leave you. Boy, that loneliest hour of your life, Jesus, not very far from us.
Hey,
he said,
man,
we can find him. We can reach out. He said, I'm not very far away. We can reach out. He just said, close. I'm glad, praise God, for a loving Savior that said, I'm not far from you.
Thank you.
I'm right here. I'm nigh. I'll tell you right now, he said, you can find me if you feel after me.
Yeah.
Ain't no fun to be lonely.
No.
Bible said, not good for man to be alone.
No.
God doesn't want man to be alone. He wants him to have fellowship with him. And you know what? He gave me a wife that could somehow put up with me, and I praise God for that.
Yeah.
I got to get off that rabbit, get on this message. Amen. I'll never get this message done. I'm looking over here. I got a lot of territory to cover here. I got 3 points here. I may not get through this message. We may have to have a two-parter here. But in the beginning, the Word of God. You know, the world, they say it's outdated, you know. Well, for GERD herders, hey, I'll go to California, $14,000 a month. I ain't going to knock no GERD up. No herders, I'll tell you right now, I'll go
right
there.
That's right.
I won't mind the smell at all, Brother Jane. I'll learn how to herd them goats. I'll get them boys straightened out. Hey, we'll get that chick. I'll get them a haircut. And I'll tell you right now, we'll keep them straight. We'll keep the country cleaned up. But that kind of money, I just about eat the grass myself. Amen. But anyway, you know, they say the Word of God's outdated. The Bible says in St. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, how far do you want to go back?
Yeah, right.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God. Right. And the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Faith without Him was not anything made. It was made.
Right.
He was in the world. The world was made by Him. And the world knew Him not. I'm glad it didn't stop there. It said He came to His own received Him not.
Yeah.
But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. He to them that believe on His name. Hey, I've got evil name. Amen. And if that wasn't enough, verse 14 said the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the Holy Begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I'm telling you, it started with the Word.
Yeah.
Not only St. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 said, in the beginning, God made the heaven and earth.
Yes, He did.
Oh, I'm glad in the beginning, Brother Mitchell, was the Word of God.
Amen.
Psalm 103, I believe it's. Let me look my notes up here. I mean, I quote the verse. I want to point you in the right direction like a compass. Amen. Psalms 33, thank you, Lord. It says, the Lord spake and it was done.
Yeah.
He commanded and it's steadfast. When He said, let there be light, guess what? There was light.
Right.
You notice we still got light out there. Ain't that something?
Right.
Now man puts a price on everything. I probably shouldn't chase this rabbit, Brother Ronnie, but I can't help it. They got a big deal now about CO2. They're out there trying to dig holes in the ground and put this CO2 in the ground. Now listen, when I was in school, I was kind of interested in science, you know what I mean? And when I was in the biology class there with Brother Ward there, my teacher, Mr. Ward, you know what he told us, Patty? He said plants give off oxygen in the daytime and CO2 at nighttime.
Right.
Now you stop and think about it. We've got a CO2 epidemic.
Right.
At one time, there wasn't concrete and asphalt and buildings and Walmarts. At one time, there was just all green trees and plants. And all of that CO2 being given off at night, it used to be so bad, really, they take plants out of hospital rooms if a patient was really bad because they was afraid that the CO2 would overwhelm the oxygen that they needed to live. But all of those trees gave off that CO2. Brother Patrick didn't cause no problems back then. It's amazing how dumbed down America has become. But I mean, they're denying science when they say there's a problem. the very science that they're saying that we need to do something about the seal too. Donnie mentioned about the methane and the gas. I'll just tell you right now, God that made everything, that set everything up, said it was good, said it was very good, and it wasn't no problem until man showed up, and then the problem showed up, been there ever since, amen. Best thing we can do is just let God be God and stay out of the business of God and let God take care of the climate change and the ozone and the sun coming out and the moon coming out and the waves coming in and the waves going out. Just let God be God and enjoy the days, the few days that God gives you to live, amen. The Bible says our last breath of vapor appears for a little while, then vanishes away.
Yeah, we do.
Boy, how we need to get back in touch with God in America.
Yes, Lord.
I'm watching a company too big for its britches, Jerry. Yeah. They somehow think they've arrived. They somehow think they don't need to pray no more up there at the Capitol and up there at the White House and all them other places up there. They think they can somehow make the decision so good that everything's going to work. I'm telling you right now, without the help of God, they're not going to make it, because the Bible says in Psalm 127 verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it, labor in vain. I tell you, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. America's in the worst kind of trouble. It can be, and we're not talking about China. We're not talking about Russia.
No.
We're not talking about communists. They're in trouble with God. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. The Bible is not only not outdated, but we need to get in touch and in tune with it.
Yes.
The Word of God had relevance in the beginning.
Yes.
God gave Adam one commandment, simple commandment.
Yeah.
He said, of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest freely eat, simple commandment. Mm-hmm. God made Adam, and then God saw that loneliness. Adam said, I'm going to go down and make a helpmate for him. Done the first anesthesiology, done the first successful surgery, opened up his side, took out a rib, closed it up. In fact, rib made a woman, presented her to him. Adam said, amen. He said, I do, I do, I do. Called a woman. Back then, they knew what a woman was. They had lost their mind.
Yeah.
They knew what a woman was. They asked Ketanji Jackson what a woman is, and she couldn't answer. She's a Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, God.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she said, I can't. He said, can you tell me what a woman is? She said, I can't. Oh, I bet she'd like to do away with that woman. But anyway, let me get back to my story here. God told Adam, he said, of all the trees, Adam had it made, Patrick. He's in the garden of God. Got made. We can have it made too.
Yeah. Right.
We just do contrary to the word, Brother James. He said, of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest freely eat, except one tree. You ever tell a child not to touch something?
Yeah.
I mean, you say, you can have everything in this room, just don't touch that. What do they do?
I'm going to tell you.
I see Tammy tell Thomas, he's going right now. Well, God said just one thing. Don't eat of that tree.
That's right.
Somebody said, what kind of fruit was on that tree? Well, it says it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So what it was the eye-opening fruit.
Yeah, right.
He gave him that commandment. Adam, I believe he put quite a bit of stock in the Word of God, but Eve didn't get it. She got it second hand. No telling what she heard from Adam. But God told Adam first hand, man to man, told him that. In Genesis chapter 3, the serpent didn't attack Eve. He didn't come out there and bite her. He attacked the Word of God.
Yeah,
he came out there and he said, yeah, have God said?
Yeah.
You see, he tries to bend. You know, we got this gender problem down there. They kind of bend the truth a little bit.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, let me get on it. Can you see me right now, Brother Ed?
Oh, yeah.
There is no such thing as transgender.
Amen.
Period.
Hey,
just male to female.
Hey,
right. You don't know lies of the truth. You can paint any color you want. It's still a lie. You can repeat it a million times. It's still a lie. No lies of the truth. They're lying to these kids, telling them they're more than one gender. There's male and female, and that's it. There's no other. No, there's no.
Right.
There's no other. Period.
Man.
Well, anyway, get back to my message here. the serpent come out there in that garden, Jenny, and here's Eve. And he comes up to Eve because she didn't get it firsthand. She got it secondhand. That's why it's important to read your Bible and know your Bible. Here come that old serpent. He said, yea, if God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. He said, for the Lord does know in the day you eat, you'll be like God. You know the difference between good and evil. He put it in kind of a muddy context, but it was true, because when they did eat, they did know the difference between good and evil. So Eve saw that tree as something to be desired to make one wise, and she took and ate thereof and gave to her husband, and he did eat. You know what happened, Brother James? Their eyes was open. And they knew they was naked. There was a time in my life I was innocent. Well, it was a 4-year time. I run around, no diaper on, no pants on, just you know, wrinkly sweat. I was as innocent as could be. And then there was another time it was like this. I mean, I got that age, you know. I had that knowledge that I was naked. Well, they didn't have no knowledge of being naked until they ate of that fruit of that tree. And the Bible says their eyes were opened and they knew that they was naked. Bible says in Romans chapter 5, by one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin. That's why I do funerals, because of one man.
Yeah.
Disobedience, don't tell me sin. Bible says fools make them all get sin. Don't tell me sin is not lethal. I'm telling you, according to the Word of God, sin when it's finished brings forth death. And no matter how you sugarcoat, no matter how you try to change it around, it's still, whether you acknowledge the Bible or you're in denial of the Bible, I promise you this, sin will run its course.
Yes.
And when sin is finished, it'll bring forth death.
Right. Amen.
Death passed upon all men because of Adam. And thank God for Romans chapter 5, verse 17 through 19, because Jesus came down here, a type of Adam. He's the second Adam, and he conquered death and hell and the grave and gave us the victory over it. But I want you to know the Word of God had relevance in the beginning, in the garden. I'm telling you, it wasn't like that they were going to somehow eat of that tree and nothing happened. God had said, in the day you eat, you're going to surely die. And I want you to know, when Adam and Eve eat of that tree, not only did they know they were naked, but death was passed upon all men. Death passed upon all men because of one man. Disobedience in the garden. Bible says in Psalm 68 verse 11, the Lord gave the word, grace will come to those that published it.
Yeah.
Now, the whole reason I'm preaching this message is to try to get this world interested in what thus saith the Word of God. One good way to get the world interested in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20, my son, and in Christ there's neither male nor female. So when you hear that, my son, and you're saved, it means you too.
That's right.
My son, attend unto my words. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for their life, for all of those that find them, and health to their flesh.
Amen.
I'm 69 years old, soon to be 70, but I still feel like a teenager.
Yeah.
I attribute every bit of that to the Word of God. I'm on my 20th time reading my Bible through. I want you to know, if you want a healthy life, stay in that Word.
Right.
Jesus said, man ought not live but bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God, there in Matthew chapter 4.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised just to know how much you could benefit just from having a healthy diet of the Word of God. We don't need to throw the Bible away. We don't need to put the Bible away. We need to get it out. We need to brush the dust off of it. I tell the Brother James, I get up about 4 o'clock every morning, get my Bible out, spend some time with the Lord, drink me a cup of coffee, and go over there and have about an hour's worth of prayer, and enjoy the day. Glory to God.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, boy. The Bible says in the last days, Tammy, it's going to be a famine.
Yeah.
Not of bread, nor of water, but hearing the Word of God.
Right.
I tell you, there's a famine of hearing the Word of God. That just means we need to stay in church. You come over here If you're too lazy to read your Bible, I'll preach it to you. I'll teach it to you. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. What thus saith the Word of God? You can get all the Bible. You can handle right here. I promise you that.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, God called me to preach. He knew I was loud mouth. And he knew. And he could invest in this little boy and get some dividends.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver the messages. But if Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, I'll receive reward.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, I want that reward. And boy, I'll tell you, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word's still here today.
Yeah.
The Bible says in the Hebrews, we ought to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. There in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
Right.
I believe we've been letting it slip. Amen.
Yes, we have.
In the beginning was the Word. And I'm probably going to have to make this a three-part message because I don't want to diminish from this message. Our children are not being taught the Word of God.
No.
It's affecting their lives.
Right.
Even though I wasn't saved, I still remember Mama kneeling down with me there beside the bedside. We just prayed, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. When I should, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. She was instilling in my heart the importance of letting the Lord have a part in my life.
Yeah.
As a little 10-year-old toe-headed boy.
Yeah.
And listen, I went to vacation Bible school like we're fixing to hell. And there's a big red-handed guy stuck his hand out, James. And I put mine out, his hand swallowed mine from up about right there. And he said, come on in here, boy, we're glad to have you.
Yeah.
I may not understood much about it then. But I'm glad I was there.
Yeah,
just getting exposed to it.
Yeah.
Just getting some in the presence of it. Just getting a little bit of it. Do you some good.
Right.
The Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it.
Yeah.
Listen, I know the world is against God. I know the deck's stacked against us, but don't give up.
No.
Listen, we need to keep working with our kids. I'm looking forward to this vacation Bible school to give them a chance, to give them some hope, to give them some help, because this world's going to come at them and try to chew them up and wear them out.
Yeah.
And we want to get them ready. Amen. Bonnie said in Sunday school this morning, she said, we need to be ready. I said, amen.
That's right.
In the beginning, God gave everything that's needed. He gave the Word. The Word caused it all to be, Brother Jerry. The Word caused it all to work. The Word caused everything to be right.
Yeah.
And then man come on the scene and started contradicting.
Oh my.
The first contradiction is found right there in Genesis chapter 3.
Yes.
Adam was told,
yeah,
don't eat.
Yeah.
And Adam took of that fruit of that tree. I don't know if it's an apple. I don't know if it's a banana. I don't know if it's a grape. I don't know if it's a peach or a pear. I just know this. As soon as he eat patty, he knew he's naked.
Right.
That fruit of that tree, they lost their innocence and it's guilty before God.
Yeah, right.
And the Bible said that every mouth may be stopped and all the world become guilty before God, right there in Romans chapter 3, verse 20.
Yeah.
And the world is guilty before God, like we mentioned in Sunday school this morning. This don't stop it. Just because you stop your ears from hearing the Word of God, you're still guilty.
Yeah.
Hey, changing the channel don't stop it. You're still guilty. Only way to not be guilty is do what Judy did this morning. She came up here and said, God, I'm sorry. And the Bible says, who confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our sins. I'm telling you, that's the only thing that'll stop it.
Amen.
You say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad God made it easy.
Yeah.
It was a little bit harder to get down, but after I got down, it was so much easier to get back up. Amen.
Got
it fixed. Hey, I'm telling you, I might have been broken, but praise God, he made me whole.
Yeah.
I might have been messed up, but praise God, he cleaned me up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I might have a filthy mouth, a filthy mind, but he cleaned it up. I'm not the man I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I had extreme makeover. I'm extremely satisfied. I'm extremely happy. I'm extremely servant. I'm telling you, nobody ever spoke to me like he spoke to me. Nobody ever done for me what he done for me.
Amen.
I'm still a fanatic. I'm still happy. I'm rejoicing in my Savior.
Yeah.
Every moment of the day, glory to God, I wish I could go to it again.
Amen.
In the beginning, not going to preach it. It'd be next Sunday. But the next part of the relevance of the Word of God will be in the now. And the last part will be in the end. And it'll surprise you about that end. I was kind of wanting to get to that today. I want the Lord to have His way.
Yes, that's right.
No, Brother Eddie, I'm just a messenger boy anyway. But we got a good start on this. The relevance. It's not outdated. Let me throw just a couple out there real quick for you to think about it. Jesus said in John chapter number 6, verse 63. He said the words that He said He spake. He said there's spirit and life. And but now we need that spirit.
Yes.
We need that life. Let me go on down here a little bit further in the end. Jesus said, the word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. That's John chapter 12, verse 48. You're not going to get rid of this word. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'm telling you, God settled it in the heavens, commanded it to 1,000 generations. We got much to do with this word. Jesus said, you fall on this word, you'll live. If it falls on you, it'll grind you to powder. I'm going to shut up right there. Father, we thank you for the thought on the relevance of the word of God. Help us, Lord, I pray, to live by every word of it. Lord, to line ourselves up with it. Lord, to be able to be a blessing in all things, Lord, to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Appreciate heaven. Sister Judy and Sister Geraldine, here with us this morning. Been a special blessing. Donnie stopped, picked them up. And they might not be glad they came, but I'm glad he brought them. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's a good place to be. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Jay, you want to lead us in a... Sharon. Okay, Sharon, going to take care of us?
Yes.
Now, while we're standing... If you need to come, that's up to you between you and God. Judah done came. I got a blessing just watching her come. But if you need to come, this is your time. I'm done. Brother A's done. If you need to come, you come. I'll pray with you. Pray for you. On certain things, I can't pray for you to be saved. You got to do that. But I can pray for you if you got a sickness or you got something hurting. I can do that kind of praying for you. Sing one verse there.
2:14.
One verse of 2:14, Sister Sharon said.
And we'll come to see the end of my journey.
Amen.
And perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Till we enter in heaven's
bright sea. Charming roses bloom forever. What a garden! And where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you. Thank you so much, Sister Sharon. Maybe somebody got a word on your heart this morning.
That's okay. Brother Eddie, before we close the service, Sister Tammy's going to come up here. She wants you to anoint her.
All right.
We're going to pray over her.
Have we got any oil?
It should be down underneath.
Yeah, there's some right there. Back, way back there.
Yeah. All right. Everybody that would come up here and gather around her, let's pray over.
This is Bible. I don't like doing anything without telling you why we're doing it. So you just listen to this and I'll read it to you. It says, if there be any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. There in the book of James. Well, if I could get the book of James, I'd have a bunch. It says here, different. Confess your faults one to another. Wait a minute. Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anoint them with oil.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. They've committed sins. They shall be forgiven them. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, and may be healed. The effectual favorite prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. We just want to pray for our sister. I get a little drop of oil here. There we go.
And if there's anybody else that wants to be anointed, come on up here right now.
Come on up here.
She does.
No, I gotta wait.
Okay, we'll just come to you. Stay right there.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna come.
All right.
She wants to come up here.
Bring her chair up here, brother.
The Lord's gonna help me.
Yes, he'll help. Let me just turn this chair.
Yeah, around. That'll work great.
And brother Eddie can come right around here.
I'll get both of you.
Sit down. Sister Joanne, you want to do this? Come on, hon. We'll get you a chair.
I'll come back up with you if you want me to.
Okay.
All right, we're going to anoint a sister right here. Lord, anoint my sister in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my sister here in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We'll pray here just a second. Lord, anoint my sister here in the name of Jesus. Lord, according to your word, you said that for the elders of the church to come and anoint them with oil, to pray over them.
Yes.
And you said, Lord, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Lord, you said wherever two or three of you gather, would agree on anything on earth that be done of our Father in heaven. Lord, we're all in agreement on behalf of these three ladies, Lord, that, Lord, your mercies might be multiplied, your blessings might be bestowed, your grace might be given, and, Lord, with divine healing, I pray you bless them. I pray, Lord, Father, you minister, Lord, to their health and to their needs in Jesus' name here today. We ask your morning. Amen. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
sweet Jesus. Amen.
Well, wait, I just replaced them.
All right.
I've had surgery done. When that surgery went wrong.
What happened to my wife while she's bedfast yet?
I used to stand up straight.
Yeah.
And I used to be able to drive.
Yeah.
I can't stand up.
Right.
I took a lot of stuff away from him, but they didn't take this.
Right.
Amen.
I wouldn't have another surgery. I put it in God's hands.
That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I watched my wife, from my old standpoint, she didn't benefit. She got worse. It's your decision, not mine. I'm not meddling.